2020 has been a year like no other, at least in most of our memories. From COVID across the country to chaos in our cities, it has forced us to reassess our virtues and our values. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thanks for dropping by today. My name's Greg Stewart. This is a program you helped us sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Longtime NFL linebacker Sam Acho is doing more than just talking about healing the racial divide. He organized a community event in Chicagoland a few weeks ago to begin a dialogue between police, community leaders, citizens, and even brought in some big-time sports stars to be a part of it, like Mitchell Trubisky of the Bears and Jason Kipnis and Jason Hayward from the Cubs, Jonathan Toews from the Chicago Blackhawks. In fact, every major sports team in the Chicago area was represented that day, and they took a bus trip around the community after the event to see what was going on there and just bring people together. And we're glad to be together today with Sam Acho. He was a fourth-round pick of the Arizona Cardinals in 2011. He's played for the Bears and the Bulls and the Buccaneers. Sam, welcome to the show. Sounds like a fantastic event that you put together there in Chicago. Tell us how God, as a believer in Jesus Christ, how the Lord laid this kind of event on your heart, will you?
Yeah, well, I've kind of been on this walk of just trying to follow Jesus day by day. And obviously, it's a walk everybody's on. But for me in particular, it's this walk of obedience. I've been hearing the Lord, but it's a matter of following in obedience. And so it was 4 or 5 weeks ago, I was headed back to Chicago from Arizona. And there was so much racial and social unrest. I was in tears, crying. What do we do? And I had a friend. He called me and he said, "Hey, Sam, this is your time. With your relationships, with your heart, with your passion, you have to do something." And I didn't know what to do. And I said, "You know what? I love bringing people together. I have a book coming out. It's called Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World Full of Fakes. It comes out this fall, and it's available for pre-order at sammachobook.com. But in that book, it talks about, like, the real me is more than just a football player. The real me is this convener of people. And so I did what I do best. I brought people together and I threw a party. In this case, it happened to be a liquor store tear down party because we're turning a liquor store into a food mart. But that's where the idea came about.
What an outstanding idea. All right, so do a little play-by-play, will you, for us? Tell us how the event happened. What happened that day?
Yeah, without a doubt. And so I called up some friends from teams all around the Chicagoland area. Even one of my friends who's from Chicago, he plays for the Packers. We had about 10 guys come and just sit and listen to some of the kids in the community. And what we heard was a need. We heard the kids, they needed our time, they needed our voice, they needed our resources. While we were there, we saw what people refer to as the food desert. We saw one grocery store and over 10 liquor stores. And the one grocery store was already boarded up because of some of the looting that had happened. And so we got together and said, let's do something. What if we purchased this liquor store and turned it into a food mart? And that idea turned into a meeting the next week where we went back and sat and asked some of the kids, is this something they'd want? And they said yes. And so the next week we got together with some architectural drawings and plans, and still an idea, because the liquor store owner still had refused for 10 years to sell this liquor store. But now, because of COVID and other situations, he finally said yes. And so what happened last week was that we got together with about 14 pro athletes from all the different teams, the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, David Brown, and we got together, we sat and listened again to the kids and heard how they're doing and their hopes and dreams for the future, but also we said, let's go tear down this liquor store and show the world what a future looks like.
Man, that's terrific. So what part of Chicago did this take place in, Sam?
Yeah, so it's on the west side of Chicago. I think many people know the south and the west sides of Chicago are areas and parts of town that have been forgotten about. They've been particularly segregated. Chicago is the most segregated city in the United States. And they have just been, for lack of better terms, de-invested or defunded. And so these people are just, the Bible talks about the least of these. It's like you're looking at them. And so for me, it was us coming to these areas that are that people don't care about, and let's say, hey, let's do something. Let's show the people that we care.
Yeah, so do the people in that area feel like they're kind of forgotten?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I had a call last night with some of the volunteers, and there's a lot of talk of defunding the police and all these different initiatives that people have. And in all reality, a lot has changed in that community. Now we're actually sitting and talking. I didn't mention this earlier, but in these, we call them listening circles with the kids and the pro athletes, we also have police officers there as well. And so we're actually building relationships between the police, the pro athletes, the youth, and trying to help foster a better understanding of what it means to love, what it means to live in community, what it means to put down your badge, take off your helmet, and show the person who you really are. It's like that whole idea of let the world see you outside of my mask, outside of my my badge, or outside of my skin color. See me, the real me. And I think anybody, just going back to what I was talking about earlier, anybody who picks up my book, you're going to realize what it's like to be free. Like, there's a freedom I think that all of us are looking for and searching for, and so much of this is intertwined in the gospel of Jesus wanting to be known and Jesus wanting to know us and us understanding that we are worth getting to know. And so, like I said, if you pick up that book, your life will be changed.
All right. Sam Acho, the former University of Texas football star, won the Campbell Trophy there for the nation's top scholar athlete, the Werfel Trophy, too, with the Texas Longhorns, and now a longtime NFLer, talking about healing the city of Chicago and bringing people together, starting to talk. We are out of time to talk today, Sam, so let me ask you to come back, and we'll visit about how Jesus makes a difference when it comes to this racial divide. Thanks so much for being here. God bless you. We'll talk soon.
Awesome. Thank you.